not all crimes get solved like this.
911.
Yes, I need a police and an ambulance. My husband's been shot.
Who shot him, ma'am?
I did.
It can take hours, days, to get someone talking.
You admitted to killing him?
No.
Yeah. Admitted that it was an accident, a mistake.
I think his neck broke.
Okay.
And from there, it can go dozens of directions.
And I looked up and he was dead.
Really upset me because he could have been my boyfriend.
We're talking about you
talking about
putting a 16-year-old boy in a dumpster.
There's an art to the interrogation, a practiced approach that can get someone talking to confess to the worst thing they've ever done, or it can backfire.
What? This is a kid who you knew, that you said were friends, who stayed overnight in your house. And no reaction to him being found dead, dismembered, and dumped behind a dumpster? Wow.
So what do the experts know that we don't know?
There's two things juries love the most: eyewitness testimony and a confession.
We're going to sit inside those rooms, across the table from those suspects, and we're going to find out how to turn lies into truth.
I know you want to tell us. I can see it in your face.
Anything You Say, a new podcast from Vault Studios, coming soon.
It was Christopher's idea to bury your son in the backyard?
It was my idea.